I'm Mike Nowitzki, and this is Live from Studio A. Our guest today is Aurora Bear and One of Her Good Intentions. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for being on the show. Because we're doing all these Live from Studio A sessions this week, sort of in spirit of the Homegrown Music Festival, which is something where your credentials or the prerequisite to be part of the Homegrown Music Festival is that you have to be from or have some kind of strong connection to the city of Duluth. So I'm not sure if you guys are born and bred Duluthians or if you're from somewhere else. I'm kind of wondering where do we come from and what brought you to Duluth, when and why?
I'm from Aiken, Minnesota originally. I came here to go to college, and since my dad lived here. So I've been here 2.5, 3 years or so.
Okay. And your dad, he's a local musician too, is he not?
Sure is, yeah.
Okay. Okay. What bands is he in again? I know I've seen him play harmonica a couple times at down in Carmody or
he's
opening for...
playing with the Mud Puppies.
The Mud Puppies.
On and off.
Sure. Sure.
Frank Nichols, in case anybody didn't know.
Right. Right. I know there was a time a few years ago where I used to see your name in the Transistor quite a bit. You know, you'd be playing down at Carmody, and then correct me if I'm wrong here, but was there a time where you sort of disappeared for a while?
Yeah, I moved away for about a year.
And where did you go?
I went to Keewatin on the Iron Range.
What's going on up there?
I chased a boy up there.
Oh, okay. And you were still pursuing the music thing, I take it, or was there a little bit of a hiatus?
It was kind of a break, actually. It was kind of a nice break, because I'd been playing a lot. So basically, I just stopped playing for a while.
Okay.
And now I'm enjoying it again, and things are different, you know?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And when was that about? I mean, I know this is probably like 4 or 5 years ago that you moved away, or you came back, or you got back.
I just got back in January.
Okay. Yeah. Because they've got this thing, like, in the Homegrown Field Guide, you know, she moved back to Duluth in 2009 or something like that.
No, they don't know. I just moved back in January.
Okay. And I know before, you know, when I was seeing these promos, and it was Aurora Bear down at Carmody's, but now you've got this new group, The Good Intentions. Maybe give us a little bit of a background. Who are The Good Intentions? Where do they come from? What's their story? Where are they?
Well, we've got one of them, Bill Myers, here with us today, and Mark Glenn, the upright bass player, is the bassist, and he sings a little bit of backup vocals, and Tyler Dubla is the drummer, who I met him through Mark. All three of them are excellent musicians, and I really enjoy playing with them, so I'm very, very happy to have them with for this Homegrown.
Yeah, are these guys all from Duluth now, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I know it's kind of typical of the Duluth music scene is you see a lot of the same faces around playing in just many, many different bands. Is that, are any of the guys that you play with kind of multitasking?
They sure are. Yeah.
Okay.
I think Mark's in 9 groups for Homegrown, so he's multitasking.
Yeah. It's crazy how you can have 150 bands with only like, I don't know, maybe 70 or 80 different musicians or something like that. So anyway, do you guys want to do a song for us here?
Sure.
All right, what are we going to hear?
This is called Meet Me in the Middle.
Okay.
Meet me in the middle, 'cause I can't do this all on my own. I'm banking on you, baby. Please don't let me fall. I'm banking
loving on you, baby. Please don't let me fall. All on my own. I'm banking on you, baby. Please don't let me fall.
Local Duluth musician Aurora Bear live from Studio A. There's something about that acoustic slide action that's just so refreshing. It reminds me of a simpler time. I love it. I've seen you play at quite a few times down at either Carmody or at the Brew House. I notice a lot of your music, it tends to be rooted in sort of that classic blues or country style. Sometimes you even do, you know, renditions or covers of some of those older songs. For you, you know, who are some of the influential musicians to you? Who are some of the people that laid down the sort of substrate, if you will, for you to even model your own style after?
Oh, that's pretty tough. I guess, yeah, Bill Meyer. Definitely. Definitely picked a lot up from Bill.
Oh, he's in the room.
One of the first songs that I played live was a Robert Johnson song. So, I mean, that's pretty straightforward blues. Mm-hmm. Of course, my finger picking is nothing like his or finger stylings. I don't even know. I listen to, like, you know, Led Zeppelin and Actually, I was into a lot of kind of alternative rock, like mm-hmm. Red Hot Chili Peppers, I guess you'd call them kind of alternative.
Yeah, or, sure.
Didn't get real far into Nirvana, but a little bit, you know. I don't know. No Doubt. Yeah, White Stripes. I listen to a ton of White Stripes, yeah. For sure. Love the White Stripes.
Yeah, sure. No, hearing your music, I don't know, if people were to actually see you, you know, and how young you are, I mean, it's like you sort of have an older soul for being your age. You know, like sometimes when I was at your shows listening to the music, it just seemed like, wow, you know, these are some really old songs, a lot of them that you had sort of, you know, delved into a little bit. I was wondering, there's a lot of people out there who, you know, let's be honest, everybody has this dream of, you know, being a rock star or playing live music or wanting to do it, wanting to be on stage, wanting to go, you know, take some time and follow that dream. For you, when was it that it became, you know, instead of just being a dream or a desire, what was that turning point that actually got you thinking, you know, I could actually do this. I can actually, you know, get my foot in this music scene. And how was that fostered for you?
Well, I had no idea. I only knew a couple songs, and I went up to a blues fest in Winton when I was 19 and raised a bunch of hell and got in a bunch of trouble and also played guitar all weekend long. And by the time I left that weekend, I was like all rock starred out and thought I was, you know, I'm going to be famous now. I found my calling.
That's how the best of them start, right?
And I ran on that the whole time that I played, you know?
Yeah.
I was just like, loved to do it and learned a bunch more songs over time. And yeah, mm-hmm. Played Carmody so much that it made me sick.
Right. Had to get out.
Just
kidding. I know we were talking earlier about how you're not actually originally from Duluth. You're from Aiken. Were you doing this in Aiken? Were you playing live music there, like around the Brainerd area, or was it not until you moved to Duluth that you started sort of getting out on the scene? And
yeah, and definitely not until Duluth. I have still not played Aiken or really anything in that area.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the market down there is not exact. You know, there's not exactly a whole lot going on. But
yep, no, I haven't played Aiken yet.
Mm-hmm. So
right, someday.
So for you to kind of get your foot in the music scene around Duluth and get to know whatever, you know, the promoters or the owners of the bar, was that like, did your dad help you out with that? Or is it just kind of being in the area for a while, going to shows, meeting people, that it just sort of happened all on its own? Or were you one of the people who went and you know, sought out these people like, hey, do you have a night where I can play? Or, you know, did you get offers? Or how did that come about?
I would definitely say the Carmody, this gig, had everything to do with my dad. He pretty much got me that show. And that was everything having to do with getting into all the different venues. You know, I played there every week for over a year straight, and that helped me meet everyone.
Yeah.
You know, I was just there. I was just playing every week, so it was pretty easy to meet everybody. And, yeah, I did my own booking, you know.
Sure.
When I started to branch out and play different places like the Thirsty Pagan and whatever else, you know, Pizza Luce Brunch and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Yep, we just find out who books the venues and see if they'll, you know, usually they've seen you if you play every week, so
right.
That's pretty much how I got into
right.
it.
Right, yeah, it's a small enough demographic around here that when people start showing up around town, it doesn't go unnoticed for too long, really.
Right.
So do you have any albums out?
No, I've written a lot of songs recently. The three we're going to do today are recent songs, mm-hmm. and hopefully we can record the homegrown set or get into the studio with it afterwards and actually make the album. I did have some recordings that I called raw goods, two different CDs, but I would call them demos. They were like radio interviews turned into CDs or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, sit-downs in the studio, but I'm much more comfortable in the studio now and could do a better, you know, I haven't done the first album, so hopefully with this group, we can at least get that, you know?
Yeah, sure.
I'm definitely hoping.
And is it like we have enough material for the album now and we just haven't quite gotten in there and put it all together yet? Or is it still kind of in the works a little bit? Are we still kind of doing the whole the creative freedom thing, to get the creative juices flowing? Or is it just kind of a technical thing now where we got to get down to business and get in the studio, get some time to get everyone together?
I would say it's probably technical. I think I have enough material now. Because I have enough for an hour set, and that's pretty much enough to make an album out of. We've been rehearsing for Homegrown, so you got to do that before you get in the studio. That was my mistake before, was just going to the studio and trying to record things with a band that they don't know, you know.
Yeah.
You need to practice and play some shows live to really tighten up, so things that I'm learning. So hopefully, you know, we've played together a couple times now, and after this rehearsing, this is really helping to get the fine tuning done. So
sure.
Hopefully out of this, we're going to get an album someday, I swear.
And you owe it all to public radio.
Pretty much.
So you guys are going to do another song for us. I know we're going to kind of switch it up a little bit and maybe get some electric sounds going.
Yeah, Bill's going to plug in on the electric.
Her Good Intentions, Mr. Bill Meyer, live from Studio A. Now, I probably wouldn't have asked. I would have let you just have your little secret, but you made sure to note that that song is deep. Let's discuss for a moment.
It's deep.
Let's discuss for a moment the depth.
Deep water.
Deep water. Deep water.
Pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I woke up and it was raining and I was like, oh, the snow's finally going to melt.
At least the winter's
Thank
over.
You.
It's cloudy,
yes.
But at least the winter's over.
Winter. I don't know. Used to love it. Not so into it anymore.
Right?
Just wanted to be somewhere warm.
Everybody gets over it eventually.
Yep.
Now, that's an original track. I know probably like many musicians starting out, you kind of start with doing stuff you know. You start doing a lot of covers. Is writing original tunes a sort of a new development for you, or have you been doing this for kind of a long time now?
I've probably been writing originals since I started playing out. It just took a while to accumulate enough, and you know, some you write and then you just discard them. You really don't maybe play them one time, but they're not good enough for whatever, you know. You got to be critical.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not good.
Of course.
You know, if people don't respond to them, probably should leave that one and write another one.
Well, and so. You're always going to be your own toughest critic, too, I suppose.
Yeah.
So for this year's Homegrown, are we going to be busting out a lot of those original tunes, or are we going to, you know, stick with some of your favorite renditions, favorite covers, maybe a medley of the two? What do you have in store for us coming up this weekend?
The set that we have written is all original, so yeah, no covers, I don't think.
Cool. So is this your, have you done Homegrown before? Is this your first Homegrown? Did you used to do it by yourself? Are the good intentions new to Homegrown Music Festival?
I have done Homegrown before, unfortunately. I didn't make the best showing I could, so this year's going to be a lot better. I played Saturday also. It was 2 years ago. And by the time I had to play, I had really partied way too hard and wasn't being very responsible. I didn't have much voice left, so...
You got in on that kickball game, didn't you?
I did. I got in on the kickball game. But actually, I've been taking quite a break from drinking, so I'll be sober. That's good.
Hey.
That means I'm going to make it
right
till Saturday night without going crazy into, you know, crashing into oblivion or something.
Well, we'll see.
Well, come on.
Are you going to play the kickball game?
Yes, I am going to play the kickball game.
MVP. It wouldn't be
Actually,
Homegrown.
I think every time I touch the ball, it's just a fail. So hopefully I just don't get anywhere near the ball. They cheat anyway.
Yeah, well, once it's all said and done, everyone's kind of over it. They're going to do one more track for us right now. We're going to stay electric. We're going to stay rocking. What's the name of this third one we're going to do here, guys?
The Day I Left My Home. Tentatively. The day I took you home to stay, lullabies are ringing in my ears. At night I hold you dear, smiling. You take me to that place with that look upon your face. It's all right. You breathe it into me, and it takes me at my knees. You fill me up in my broken cup, but it is enough to satisfy my open wound. Is healing you. You remind me of
You remind me of the day my father went away. But it's alright, it's alright. You breathe it into me, and it takes me at my knees. Sometimes I thrash against myself, and I ask you for your help. It's alright. You bring me to my knees, and I am sorry. You fill me up in my broken cup, but it isn't enough to satisfy my open wound. Is healed in you. You remind me of the day I left my home, the day I left my home.
Local musicians Aurora Bear and Bill Meyer. Today's Live from Studio A session was produced by Christine Dean, me, Michael Nowitzki, and Cameron Flackney, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with additional support provided by the Playlist. Thursday nights at 9 on PBS North on WDSC WRPT, Energy Plus, and the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival.